So imagine you're a shepherd. 2,000 years ago, you're out with the flocks at night. It's dark. You're probably bored. You've heard these other guys' stories 100 times. And an angel appears. Not just any angel. The angel Gabriel appears and says what all angels say, "Fear not. I bring you good tidings of great joy." In that case, the news was about a baby born in a stable, but angels always bring good news and great joy. On Christmas Eve, Tuesday night, we'll be talking about the metaphysical meaning of each character in the Christmas story, because each of them represents a part of us. But here's a sneak peek. Angels are messengers from God. So for us, that means they are the voice of the divine within, the soul or the higher self speaking to us, and they always bring joy. The joy of the Lord is the divine that dwells in us. Joy is a state of being. It's different from happiness. Happiness is reaction to events. Joy is a sense of well-being or oneness or connection. It's being aware of divine order. It's knowing everything is all right. You've probably heard fear is forgetting everything's all right. So maybe fear is the opposite of joy. Joy is that feeling Robert Browning described when he said, "God's in his heaven, all's right with the world." It's when we're just generally glad to be alive and we wouldn't trade lives with anybody else. What makes joy a state of being is that we can know joy even when outer circumstances aren't pleasant. It's like loving someone even when you're mad at them. The love is still there, no matter what else is going on. Joy is still there, no matter what's happening around us. Sometimes joy is so easy we can just feel it bubbling up and spilling out of us. Sometimes joy is a quieter feeling that we tap into in meditation or solitude or nature. It can be triggered by outside events. Well, let me say it this way. The joy is always there. Our awareness of it is triggered. Joy is brought to our attention by what's around us. So in a minute, I'm going to pass around the mic and ask you what triggers joy for you. Speaking is optional. Don't get anxious about that. But I was making a list, a joy list for myself in no particular order. Clean sheets, a great meal, music, dolphins. Dolphins are smart and they know how to have fun. Babies laughing. Some of the most popular videos on YouTube are just babies laughing. The fall colors that popped out on these hillsides after that first cold snap. Knowing that the rain we're having will bring amazing wildflowers in the spring. It's just that feeling, all's right with the world. Realizing well-being is dominant on our planet. Something happened this week that was sudden and surprising for me. If you'll just indulge me, it was the death of a wonderful Unity minister. And some of you may know Sky St. John. He has been at Unity of Hawaii in Honolulu. And they don't know what happened. The lifeguards at Waikiki found him in the ocean, unresponsive, in the middle of the day. Don't know if he'd gone surfing or swimming. It was the middle of the week, so, you know, a minister's day off. And as sad and shocked as I have been, I've also felt joy. Sky brought joy to the planet. He brought light. He made everyone around him aware of the joy within. Just briefly, he started out as a cocaine addict and a lounge singer. And after he got clean and sober and got to Unity, he still had that music. So he played and sang for Unity retreats. He was such a performer that for several years he taught the ministerial students how to speak. He was a very uninhibited, notes-free kind of preacher, and he's on YouTube too. And based in Hawaii, he had been planting Unity churches all around the Pacific Rim. So many of us learned so much from Sky, and of course he still is light and joy, just without a physical body. And I feel joy thinking about him, despite his death. So you see what I mean? Joy as a state of being is like shelter when it's windy or raining. We can acknowledge the storm and still feel a sense of peace and safety. Maybe it's a false distinction to separate joy and happiness. I know happiness is very trendy right now. But I see it. It is. I see the difference in joy and happiness is the same distinction we make between being and doing. Happiness comes from what we're doing. It's outside in. Joy wells up from inside. It reminds us who we are. It helps us see the delights of being human. And maybe even to experience the cosmic joke that human life is pretty funny and brief. Another way to describe joy is feeling connected to people, places, to yourself, to what is around you, and what's in your life at this moment. Feeling connected to the one power and presence. So one of the easiest ways to feel joy, I think, is to just love on your pets. Because they are in that place of connection. And in their joy, they are not always ecstatically happy, although we've all seen cats and dogs just crazed with playing. But even when they're quiet, they seem to have that sense of oneness and presence, just being in the present moment. Maybe our awareness of joy comes from being in the present moment. So one more thing before I turn it over to you. I believe we can cultivate more joy in our lives. You know, brains can change no matter how old you get. Neural pathways are created by what we think over and over, pleasant or not. Even before we knew the brain science, spiritual teachers were saying what we focus on expands. So what if we consciously and deliberately expand joy by creating pathways in our brain for joy? It's just a matter of focus. So if you have a moment when you're aware of joy, you feel all's right with the world. Just revel in it. Prolong it. Tell someone about it. Go back over it in your mind. We know how to do it. We do exactly that for the bad things. Well, let me just tell you what he did and make up what we should have said, and next time I won't put up with that for a second. We have the capacity for strong focus and prolonging our feelings. So do that with joy, which might feel silly at first. But this process comes from Rick Hansen, who is one of the current authors writing about happiness. He says, try thinking about joyful moments for at least 20 seconds. Stay with it. If your mind wanders, come back to it. Just absorb it. Imagine it sinking into you and you sinking into it. Or imagine the joy carving new pathways in your brain, which makes all future joy light up your thoughts more easily. Cultivate joy. So, what makes you aware of joy? What gives you that sense of oneness, connection, well-being in the universe? The point of this exercise is just to notice that there's probably more joy in your life than you realize most of the time. Not the passing happiness, but the times when you know all's right with the world. I just need a mic. Meant to get that from you. And the mic runner. Would somebody be the mic runner? Cherie's getting up. Oh, good. Thank you. So who would like to tell what triggers the awareness of joy in you? Okay. I gave you clean sheets and dolphins. There she is. Okay, it's on.
For me, being out in nature brings me joy. And today, having both of my sons in Sunday school together for the first time brings me oodles of joy, and both of them being welcomed into this wonderful spiritual community.
Good. Cindy had her hand up here. Cindy put it up again so she'll see you.
I think joy for me mostly comes about when I'm willing to live in the moment and recognize it as I'm living in the moment.
Yeah, just be present for what is.
I just second what Cindy said. Finding joy for me isn't about any event. It's about looking inside for that moment and becoming mindfully aware well, mindfully aware of nothing. And in the quiet nothing comes joy.
Uh-huh.
A well-draining sink that was stopped up that I fixed.
My joy is having my family here with me.
Everybody's been so brief, but we were on a theme of the moment. And I just wanted to take you back a few years ago when my wife was going through chemo and surgeries and stuff like that. And I started saying, thank you, God, for this moment. And letting that sink right in. And after doing that for a few years, lately, it's just been amazing how that works. So joy is that moment, and it does come back around.
Mm-hmm.
When I answer the phone, and it's my husband's voice on the other end.
Aww.
That feeling you get when it's like you finally finish all your projects for school and it's like, oh, finally.
Yeah. All's right with the world. Yeah. Joanna.
For me, joy is about living fearlessly with an open heart and staying in gratitude.
For me, I experience joy whenever I am able to appreciate something, some aspect of my life at that moment, or even past or thinking of the future. But it's always triggered by appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Appreciation. This is good. Appreciation, openness, nothingness. But you know what he means. You feel that joy when you get to the silence.
I'm running sherry all over the church here. But I guess for me, joy is being in the moment and realizing that anger is really something out of the past and fear is something in the future. Neither one of them exist. And whenever I'm in that space of nothingness where I feel neither anger or fear, there is joy there. And I feel very good peace and well-being.
I get a big thrill out of creating, whether it's a piece of art or right now it's like the perfect gift for somebody, putting together little pieces and making a perfect little basket just for their needs. I love that.
Mine is one of those in-the-moment things, and it's with words, like on billboards or signs, or somebody does a handmade sign. And I was in the Starbucks the other day, and in the store, in their cabinet where they usually have sandwiches and stuff, was empty. But somebody had this handwritten sign, and it just said, "We have everything. Ask your barista." And the connection in that moment was, I said, "You really have everything?" And that moment of connection where their eyes lit up, and I said, "How cool is that?"
I experience joy welling up when my mind and my body are completely relaxed.
Ah.
There's joy.
Uh-huh. Relaxation, gratitude, creativity. We're making a good list here. Jeff.
This is going to sound so canned, but when I come to this church and see like all the faces that I know and we've gotten to know in this community, like, I feel so good coming to I never thought I would say that about a church before. But it's like a family reunion every time we come here. Like a functional family reunion. You know?
He hasn't been here that long, don't Don't tell him.
There are so many things that, elemental things that bring joy to my heart. The experience of pure water, fresh air, sunlight.
Yeah.
But surpassing all of that in my heart is the inclusion of family. Witnessing it, biological family, extended family, and as we all sit here now, soul family. You know that. We're meeting each other again.
Soul family, yeah.
I feel joy when I'm able to accept people just the way they are and the way they accept me as the way I am. And also singing and dancing brings me a lot of joy.
Good. Doyle's over there.
I think Ron Steele touched on it a while ago with the, you know, the past and the future, that, you know, for me, when I find that I'm present to the moment, it's impossible to feel anything but joy. And so if I'm not in that state, that's all I have to do is bring myself to the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
My life is filled with joy. Because just recently I went from a place where there was no love at all to a place where I'm surrounded by love, and it was only a little click in my head that made the difference. Mm-hmm. And I feel nothing but joy.
And you all can't see his T-shirt, but it says, Inquire Within. Anybody else? We've exhausted all the joy in the room. No, that's fine. Cherie, thank you very much for being the runner. So you see how everybody does feel joy, and you know pretty much when and why. I think joy neatly wraps up our four Advent Sundays because it comprises the others, faith, peace, and love. All those are components of joy. So just stay aware of joy through Christmas this week and New Year's next week. Stay present for each moment. Do whatever it is that triggers your awareness of joy. And don't just be aware of it. Revel in it. Light up your brain with joy. Hold it there. The angels told us to rejoice. Rejoy. To feel joy again and again and again. Rejoice. So let's take these thoughts into meditation with Kit.
I just feel all warm and opened up. How about you? So let's breathe into that. And just let that warmth move through your heart space. And deep breaths, and just go deeper and wider. Smile on your lips. Continue that feeling of a smile. There is a part in your brain right now that is lit up with joy and connection. And in this season of light, connect with that place of expectation, anticipation, excitement, and most of all, gratitude.
lights with the solstice, the turning back towards the light once again, where the days will become longer. Light will bring growth and warmth. So embrace that light. Envision it moving out beyond yourself, this room, out as far as you can imagine. Touching lives, touching events, and in many ways, great and small, changing history. Touch someone who may not be feeling the light. And it only takes a moment. It only takes a smile. Another deep breath, and then join me